What's the rush?
Fiona's going to the menus by 12 o'clock. It's 11:59.
If we're a few minutes late, big deal.
Humongous deal. Fiona slaved for months to make prom perfect, and I, Imogen Marino, refuse to disappoint. Ooh. Ah. Fiddlesticks.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Don't be sorry. But you still haven't opened your report card?
I must have slipped my mind.
Is that your final answer?
The content of this envelope seals my fate. If I pass, I go to design school with Fiona. And if I fail, I spend another year at Degrassi alone.
Just open it.
There you are. Do you have the menus? Not a word. I don't want to ruin prom night.
I'm sensing a conspiracy brewing. Don't tell me the printer's got the font wrong.
Stop being such a worrywart.
You're right. Okay, time for the grand reveal. Is it too much?
Fiona, it's like a movie.
And we're the stars. Are you ready to have the time of our lives?
Oh, this place is pretty spooky with the halls all empty, eh?
Yeah, I can't believe high school's finally over.
So, locker's all cleaned out. Need help with yours?
No, I got it.
Yeah, can you believe this is our last night together?
No, no more gossiping before homeroom, skipping to the mall and spares.
No, but we'll make new memories when you come visit me at Stanford.
Yes, and we will start tonight, which will be the best night ever.
I know, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I can't hold. It's tonight.
So... pretty crazy, huh? I mean, it really is the end. But at least we have prom night, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going. But have fun, though.
Did you get it?
Yeah,
I
did. The limo's coming to my house at 8. So meet me there.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Jake's not coming to prom.
But I'll be there. And I've requested our favorite song so we can create our own movie magic moment.
It's great, baby.
Okay. If you're gonna be this mopey at prom, we're gonna have a problem.
If after graduation, me and Jake never talk again, then what if we just don't talk?
Okay, well, you need to lock down a bromance, you know? Tell him how you feel.
Guys, don't do what you and Katie did, okay? With the whole, oh my God, memories, it's just like, forever.
Hey, suit yourself, but if you frown once at prom, I'm gonna make you eat a corsage.
Oh, I can't decide. Hair up, like that. Or hair down?
Definitely up. You don't want it to compete with your necklace.
But I don't have a necklace.
Don't get too excited. It's not Cartier, it's coin.
It's even better.
Isn't this unreal? Tonight's prom, tomorrow's graduation, and pretty soon we're gonna be at university.
But that's still months away.
Yeah, but summer's gonna fly by. I think we need to get new wardrobes. I'm thinking thrift store chic, black mostly, a few boho accessories, maybe a scarf.
Amy, what's wrong? Nothing, everything's perfect.
The mouth says one thing, tears another.
I flunked all my classes.
But you're so smart.
Teachers can't grade assignments you don't hand in.
We'll still be in the same city, and I can visit between classes, and I'll be your sophisticated college girlfriend.
I love you, Fiona Coyne.
What was that sound?
The pitter-patter of my heart.
Fifi? Mom?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I missed you so much.
Wait, you're not on the lam, right?
No, but I have news.
And it's going to change everything.
Ooh la la. What about this one?
Allie, I told you I'm not going to prom.
But what about...
Don't you dare say.
Eli? Hasn't he sent you, like, a dozen voicemails?
Yeah, well, he wanted space, so I'm giving him lots.
Well, you know what they say, looking good is the best revenge.
She's right, you know.
Sorry, have we met?
Cliff Jacobs, I'm in your history class.
Oh, right, sorry.
See you around.
Okay. What about all the people who want you two together?
What people?
You guys are finalists for prom king and queen.
Okay.
For the last time, Eli and I are done.
And for the last time, I don't buy it.
Hey, Cliff? Do you have a date for prom?
Okay, information overload. So our legal troubles are resolved, and our assets are unfrozen.
But I haven't gotten to the best part yet. On the plane ride home from New York, I sat next to Federico Cavalieri.
Who?
The head designer at Mermozzi? His spring collection made me weep.
I showed him the sketches of the dresses you designed for prom. And it turns out he's looking for a junior designer. In Rome.
Italy? But that's hundreds of miles away.
Thousands. I know how much you love La Dolce Vita.
Oh, morning espresso in the cafe and leisurely lunches in the piazza.
And the shopping. Don't forget the shopping.
Okay, if we don't skedaddle, we'll be late for prom.
Amy's right. Can we talk about this tomorrow?
No, Federico is only in town tonight. You need to call him.
Jones, we need to get dressed now.
So do you think Cliff is short for Clifford or Clifton?
Heathcliff.
No! No tortured romantic heroes. Tonight is about fun. New people, new experiences.
And making Eli jealous.
How Eli feels is irrelevant. But Cliff is really cute, isn't he?
Total dreamboat.
Don't tell Connor I said that. Ellie, can you sit me up?
Yeah, sure.
What, is the zipper stuff?
No, there's like a lump or something.
A lump?
Or a bump. Jenna, come feel this?
Oh. Oh. Yeah, you should get that checked out. My aunt had something like that. Turned out it was cancer.
Okay, it's probably not cancer, just a cyst or something.
Well, at least if I die, I never have to hear Eli's name again.
Blair, your prom date's here.
Oh, sit me up, sit me up.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
No. No, 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 no.
You said we weren't a fairy tale? I'm here to prove you wrong. Who are you?
Cliff, her home date. Who are you?
Eli, her soulmate.
Fiona really outdid herself.
Take a picture of me and Mo. Okay.
Smile. Aw.
That was a fake smile.
I tried.
No, you're not allowed to be sad tonight.
I can't just pretend.
Then go home.
Are you serious? Is she serious?
This is Marisol on prom night. She's serious.
Fine. You want me to go? I'm gone.
Hey, handsome.
What?
Can't handle seeing my man sad.
So then Mrs. Coin swooped in like Mussolini and forced Fiona to take this stupid opportunity.
A job in Italy?
Mamma mia.
We could visit. I've always wanted to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Focus, people! Mama Coin, Ruthless Dictator, Fiona, Indentured Plebe, discuss!
Amy, don't worry about it. Federico probably won't even call back.
You called him?
Yeah, but I got his voicemail, so. You want to dance?
I love dancing.
Just remember, those Romans are brutal. They feed people to lions.
That was thousands of years ago.
Yeah, well, there's no proof they've changed. Besides, what is so great about Italy?
Let's not even talk about this until Federico calls back. I have to go announce prom king and queen. Are you coming?
I'll just guard the purses.
You're dependable. I've known you for 12 hours and you haven't broken a commitment. Best prom date ever.
What about the Prince Charming getup? The carriage? So romantic.
You know what's not romantic? Breaking up with someone after you tell them that you're all in. We had a plan. He was gonna go to NYU, I was gonna follow to Columbia. We'd get a studio apartment in Brooklyn.
Sounds dreamy.
Maybe you should date him.
Man, I wish.
You're gay.
It's clear you still love the guy. So what's the problem?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to meet your prom king and queen? Okay, drum roll, please. The couple with the most votes is Eli Goldsworthy and Claire Edwards.
You've got to be kidding me.
Eli, Claire, come up and get crowned. All right, we've got our king. Has anyone seen our queen? Okay, let's just give her a minute or two.
Fiona Coin. Yeah, she's, she's me. Sure, I can meet now.
All clear. Moving. Enemy approaching. Rendezvous at base.
Yep.
So close.
You're the best.
You got tasters.
Put that.
Okay,
put that in your face.
Oh my god.
Man, I don't want these good times to end, dude. I'm glad you came.
Yeah, me too. This is the best deal ever.
What do you mean deal?
$50 to sit at your table? Marisol said that she wanted to fill one of the empty seats so you guys didn't look like losers. I mean, it's just prom politics, I don't know.
Marisol paid you to come?
Well, I know the food was this good, I would have come for free, man.
Glad to know Marisol thinks so highly of me.
What was that? Oh, relationship drama? Relationship drama.
Yeah. That's it. See you around.
Ciao, Fiona. Come stai, bello?
I prefer Miss Coin.
After all, my family is really rich, but you already knew that, right?
See?
So that's why you want me to work for you? Because of my connections?
Scusi?
I'm on to you, Federico. You Italians are a sneaky bunch, and don't even get me started on the lions.
Miss Coyne, are you inebriated?
I thought you would never offer. Can we get another glass? So, tell me about the job.
Ma che cosa dici? I never seen such rude behavior.
I'm the rude one? You interrupted my prom with my girlfriend to talk about this stupid opportunity. So let's talk.
Opportunity? There is no opportunity for you. In fact, I hope I never lay eyes on Fiona Coyne again in my life. Porca miseria.
Nothing would make me happier.
Anya, the hottest girl, was my date last year. This year, three not as hot girls turned me down. Three.
This is my last night out for a while. Summer, full-time daddy duty. No more dates for me.
Marisol requested this song for us. I just want to have this stupid romantic moment. You know what's not romantic? Paying Jay to come to prom with us behind my back.
Girls, man, they're just not worth it.
See? Marisol doesn't got to pay anyone to be my friend. I got you guys. I got you guys.
Okay.
Things don't work out with your date?
Please, you need to stop.
Claire, I was messed up after camp. I wasn't thinking. But a day hasn't gone by. I haven't missed you.
Me too.
Then why can't you forgive and forget?
Because you bailed on me.
I'm a production assistant on Brett Barnett's new film. I leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So we only have one night left.
So let's not waste it. What do you say, my queen?
My dad sounded really weird on the phone, so I went to go check on him, but it's a false alarm.
I thought you'd be hiding out because of Italy.
Truth? I wish this stupid opportunity didn't exist.
Well, I'm not sure that it does. Federico didn't even call back. But I'm not gonna let it ruin prom.
May I have this dance?
Wait, why do you have my phone in your purse?
Yeah, mine died, so I borrowed yours. Who is it?
Oh, my mom.
Can we just let it ring? I really love this song.
No, maybe she heard from Federico. I'll meet you on the dance floor, okay? Hi, Mom.
Who'd have thunk it? The guy who used to drive a hearse and dress all in black would end up prom king.
I don't believe that all these people voted for us.
Correction. Some of them voted for us.
I knew you rigged it.
How?
Let's just say I owe Fiona a huge favor. But it was worth it.
Thank you. I'm not giving up.
Never.
So, what do kids do on prom night these days?
Oh, I don't know. Get drunk. Get a room.
Have sex.
something, Marino?
Yeah, advice. Drew's made a lot of mistakes, right?
And I'll probably make a lot more.
I'm right here.
I did a bad thing. A terrible, terrible thing. And when Fiona finds out, she'll never forgive me.
Just tell her the truth and tell her sorry.
That's your expert advice?
A what? Love conquers all, right, B?
You're such a sap. Go check on your dad.
No.
You impersonated me at a meeting with Federico. Federico just called my mom to say that I was drunk. Do you know how worried she was?
Pretty worried, I bet.
She started calling rehab facilities. How could you do this?
Because I don't want you to go. Kind of romantic,
huh? No, it was selfish and immature.
You're the one that made all these promises about next year, then the moment you get a better offer,
I was by your side through everything.
It's just some stupid job, Fiona.
It's my future. And I expect my girlfriend to understand that.
Can we just kiss and make up? It's prom, and we shouldn't waste it fighting.
Yeah, you're right. Where are you going? I have the time of my life.
In here. You know, we are in a hotel. They have rooms.
Don't you have a credit card?
Helen gave it to me for emergencies.
I think this qualifies. Did you hear something?
Nothing to see here. Just looking for my contact. I'll go tell Allie that I'm not sleeping over.
You look pretty upset over a lost contact.
I didn't lose my contact. I lost Fiona.
Unlikely. If Claire and I can work it out, anyone can.
All she cares about is that stupid job.
Well, then help her get it.
So my girlfriend can be thousands of miles away from me?
Better than no girlfriend at all.
Mo, where have you been? You missed our song. We're supposed to dance.
Yeah, whatever.
What is wrong with you?
You tell me. Apparently, I'm so pathetic. You gotta pay people to be my friend.
So that is what this is about?
Yeah, this is what that's about. Wait, was that right? Whatever. I'm mad at you.
The only reason I paid Jake to come here is because you didn't want to share your feelings with him. So, I came up with a scheme. I scheme. You know I scheme. And then you run off, miss our song, and get drunk?
Come on. You tell her, baby. You tell her.
I hope you had fun with your new friends.
Marisol, wait.
What?
What?
Open Gangnam Style.
And the mosey.
I'm sorry, Davey. Can we talk about this, please?
No.
Guys, I need some advice.
Oh, is this about Eli? I saw you two dancing.
We're back together. And we're going to...
On prom night?
Oh, I know. It's so cliche.
Romantic. This isn't because we found that lump on your back and you think you're gonna die, is it?
No, actually, I totally forgot about that.
Well, good.
So, back to...
Any last minute advice?
Be safe.
Of course.
Oh, and don't be concerned if it's weird.
Weird, like kinky?
awkward. Oh, and it could hurt a little. Before or after?
Both.
But don't worry, it'll be over before you know.
Yeah, like a minute, two tops.
Anything else?
Just keep your expectations low and you won't be disappointed.
Ready?
Have fun, you two.
You told them?
I really wish I hadn't.
So, going to Stanford in the fall. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be paying off student loans until I'm 40, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
Well, I'm mushroom picking in BC for the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, then who knows? Who knows?
Guys. Wait, are you back? Are you guys back together?
No. We're just catching up. What's up?
Marisol won't talk to me. I missed our dance.
The one she's been talking about for months?
I know, but you guys gotta help me make it better, please.
You're gonna have to do something big.
Hey! Can we talk? Please. Okay, I'm listening. I've brainstormed over 24 ideas to get you that fashion job back.
I already called Federico's hotel. He's at the airport.
Okay, then let's go there.
No.
I spent months working on this prom, and I just want to enjoy my last night with my friends.
But you said we can make it through anything together.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we're just too different.
Your palms are sweaty.
You really know how to romance a girl?
You're not nervous, are you?
It's just we've waited for so long, built up this moment. What if it's a disappointment?
Okay, stand still. Was that a disappointment?
No.
And how about that? Just let me know when it goes downhill.
It's beautiful.
So are you.
Fiona? What are you doing here?
I'm not Fiona. I'm her girlfriend. Well, ex-girlfriend, it's complicated.
So you impersonated Fiona? That is crazy.
I know. But haven't you ever done something crazy because you were in love?
I must go. My plane is about to board.
This year has been a disaster. My dad's losing his mind, literally. I couldn't keep up in school, and the only reason I made it through is because Fiona Coyne was on my team. And that's why I'm so scared to lose her, because everyone should have a Fiona, and I don't know where I'll find another.
She sounds like a special girl.
She is. She really is. And she's a talented designer. And she even designed the dress I'm wearing and the necklace. And I have a bunch more photos on my phone.
I'm sorry. I must go.
I understand.
Tell real Fiona Coyne to give me a call. We will see if she is as special as you say.
Oh, mucho grazie, signor Cavalieri.
Okay.
So, do I look different?
Completely. They're gonna know we had sex as soon as they see you. Had a great night.
Me too. Can't believe you leave in 12 hours.
I guess this will be the last day we have together for a while. What should we do?
You have to get ready for your graduation.
And so do I.
What's wrong?
Your nose is, it's bleeding.
It's probably just a dryer from the hotel.
Are you okay? Do I need to take you to the doctor?
No, but I will take your hanky.
Fiona's practicing for her valedictorian speech. She doesn't want to be disturbed.
Well, can you deliver a message then? I found Federico at the airport. And he agreed to give Fiona a second chance. So tell her I say good luck and goodbye.
Wait. You really chased Federico down at the airport? Like in a movie?
I had to do something. Does this mean you forgive me?
Just don't impersonate me again.
I solemnly swear.
Good. You can visit lots. We'll put a serious dent in my trust fund.
And then after I graduate, I'll find an art school in Italy.
Yeah, I'll probably be working crazy hours.
I'll get a dog for company.
And your dad can fly over whenever he wants.
You're so lonely without me.
That's what Skype's for.
Right. And besides, we'll only be in Italy for 1 or 2 years, right?
Yeah, maybe after that we'll go to Paris or Dubai. We have the whole world to explore together. Isn't that exciting?
It's something.
I'll call Federico.
Thank you for coming. This year's graduates are a diverse bunch. I'm proud to be their principal, and I'm sad to say goodbye. So before I get too emotional, the diplomas. First up, Bianca D'Souza.
Did it! Girl.
Katie Matlin. Marisol Lewis. Owen Milligan. Bo Mashcore. Jake Martin.
Got your emergency text. What's wrong? Was the sex bad?
No. No, it was fine. Perfect, actually.
Then why the 911?
I need you to convince me that I don't have cancer.
The lump? Claire, I told you it's probably just...
Just a cyst or lipoma or fibroma.
Somebody's been on the internet.
I had a nosebleed this morning, and it wouldn't stop, so my mom took me to the doctor. They want to do a biopsy.
A biopsy?
Yeah, it's where they take a needle and extract a piece of tissue.
To test for cancer.
Yeah. Apparently, nosebleeds and swollen lymph nodes are
the lump
common symptoms of leukemia.
But they're probably just being cautious. I mean, do you remember when I thought I was pregnant?
And everything turned out fine. It's what I keep telling myself.
You're young, you don't smoke, you eat healthy, you volunteer.
Okay.
It's probably nothing.
And what if it's not?
Did you tell Eli?
I will. But not today. You only graduate once. Yeah, please.
winner of the drama prize, Eli Goldsworthy. And finally, last but not least, your student council co-president and your valedictorian, Fiona Coyne.
Thank you, Mr. Simpson.
And thank you, everyone, for coming. I never expected to be standing before you as valedictorian. In fact, last year, I never expected to graduate at all. I was at my lowest point. I skipped graduation to go to the liquor store. Okay, that might have been an overshare, but my point is, I was a mess and so scared of the future. I had to come back to Degrassi, even though all of my friends were moving on. But then I made new friends. Really, really great friends. So don't be afraid of change. No matter how scary it seems, if I can make it through, so can you. So what more is there to say? Thanks, Degrassi. I've had the time of my life.
Now I've had the time of my life, and I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
Someone to stand by me. So we take each other's hand, because we seem to understand the urgency.
Just remember,
you're the one thing I can't get enough of.
Marisol Lewis may have this dance.
This could be love.
Forgiven?
Not until you tell Jake how you really feel and that you still want to be friends now that we're graduates. Talk to him. It's your last chance.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to say, have a good summer.
Yeah, cool, man. Yeah.
All right, dude.
You too.
I know this is the end of school, right? But I don't want this to be the end of our friendship, okay? I want you to visit me university, right? I want to go more trips together, barbecues when we're older, each other's weddings. I want you in my life for the long run, dude, all right? You think I'm so lame.
I was going to see if maybe our kids could play together, you know.
Find her. It's time to say goodbye.
I think you're right, Eli Goldsworthy. Amy. Your speech was so inspirational. Also, I think we should break up. Is this because of Italy? You want to explore the world, and I just want to read about it from my comfy chair.
I like that we're different.
Me too. But I don't want to hold you back. I know it's scary.
It's terrifying.
But it's the right thing to do.
Come on, Coin. We're about to toss our caps.
You coming?
Maybe just one last kiss. Farewell, Fiona.
Good riddance.
So I guess it's up to us to keep the drama going?
Or maybe next year Degrassi can be drama-free?
Why so glum, Edwards?
I might have cancer.
Good one.
Are you okay?
I'll survive.
And what are you two girls gossiping about?
Only how much I will miss you tomorrow.
Safe travels, Eli.
Come here.
Don't you have a cap to toss?
Yes, but then I'd have to let go of you.
No, I don't want you missing out on anything because of me. Promise?
All right, Miss Sirius. But if I'm going, you're coming with me.
There's something kind of wrong.
Everybody ready to say goodbye?
Yeah!
Don't worry. This year will fly by and we'll be in New York together.
That's the plan.
Let me get through. Together.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
What'd you have in mind?
You want to watch the concert backstage?
She's trouble.
She can't be around her anymore.
The hospital called?
The hospital?
I hate you! Can you come home, please?
This summer's gonna be cray-cray.